The manse of Ellen, which my wife and family occupied for somewhat over 20 years or so, was 40 yards away from the entrance to Ellen Academy. My children absolutely loved falling out of bed straight into the school, which was quite different for the two older ones who had a year and a bit in Kilmarnock Academy, and they had to leave the house at 7:30 in the morning to get the bus to take them there. Towards the end of my time in Ellen, I was able to look out in the out of the window, or to see as I walked the street, many young people in their early 20s, men and women whom I had baptized 20 years before, who had watched them grow to go to primary school, to secondary school, some to university, including my own children, and many who were taking up their first employment. I took a great deal of pleasure at watching all of these young people develop and grow. But at the same time of joy, there was an element of sadness in that the aging process, we see the outward signs as we look even in our own mirrors. We see how we gentlemen have less hair than they ever had before, how our complexion changes, how our appearance changes. And these are things that are ongoing. What is happening to us is a change. And if we are sensible to what's going on, we know that there is a change, and we know in what direction that change is taking place. For me, I think the worst thing of growing old has been the loss of memory. I have been here about 18 months now, 16 months, and I still can't remember all your names. I might manage 5, maybe 10. And it's a sadness that something that I was once very good at remembering names, I no longer can do. Other things as well. I don't cook as well as I've did for years. I wouldn't poison you if you came for tea, but I used to be a good cook. My wife still eats my cooking, but it's not as good as I would have expected. One changes, but one is not always aware of the things that are more noticeable to other people. What is happening? Excuse me. How is the growth of common sense as we get older? You think we would know more, we would understand better, and we would behave and keep to the rules that were there. Do we lose our common sense and our wisdom as we grow older? Does the strength of our character weaken as we grow older? These are things which we are aware of, but hope to hide in a sense. You will know for yourself whether you grew wiser as you grew older, whether you lived your life in a more satisfactory way than you had as you were younger. And this morning, I would like us to consider two verses of Scripture, and they refer to two well-known characters in the Old Testament. And Katie read their names, Samson and Moses. It was said of Samson that he did not know that the Lord had left him. And of Moses, he did not know that the skin of his face shone. These are two texts which in some ways are similar, but at the same time, they are opposite. They are alike in this respect. To each of the two men, something happened of which each was unaware. But in the case of one, there was a loss, and to the other, there was the reflection of being with God. Sir Thomas Lawrence was a very famous painter, particularly of portraits. He was renowned as a painter, but he had a poor reputation. In fact, he was almost as infamous for his poorness than he was for his painting. He was very slow to finish a painting. He took ages and ages and ages, sometimes even years. He was commissioned by Lord Mexborough to paint his wife and his infant son, and he started it. But year after year, no picture was presented to the Lord to accept or turn away. But finally, Lord Mexborough wrote to the artist asking him to send the painting. "I would like it now," he said. Back came a reply, "I would like another sitting, if that might be possible." The noble Lord wrote back by return. In his letter, he said very simply, "Lady Mexborough would gladly meet your request and have another sitting, but my infant son is now an officer in the Grenadier Guards." A little time had passed. A tragedy of a wasted opportunity and of a talent and a reputation unfulfilled. The story of Samson is one of the tragedies of the Old Testament, indeed of the whole Bible. Here was a child of great promise, dedicated to God at birth, parents that were God-fearing, people who raised their son in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Now, there is an old-fashioned phrase for Presbyterian worship. I couldn't but keep it in rather than take it out. In the purpose of God, Moses became a mighty deliverer of God's messages and his knowledge of God. A mighty deliverer was Samson. He was able to deliver Israel from the Philistines. For his task, he was endowed with great natural ability and spiritual resources. He was a fine man, a man of full, splendid physical power. But He was not always perfect. He had some bad habits, which in fact took him away from the way that God wished him to behave. Yes, he had the strength to deliver his people from their enemies. Yes, he was someone who stood out figuratively as a human being. But he had this difficulty, and he didn't know it. But we know that he was blinded, he was betrayed and captured and blinded. But the little clue towards the end of that reading was that his hair began to grow. But Samson had not realized that God and God's power had gone from him. I would like us this morning to ask ourselves, are we aware that God is still with us? And the answer must surely be yes, because you're here to worship God, here to share the fellowship of the church. But do you know it? And do you know it that the Spirit of God is still with you? You have heard me tell you frequently that the Spirit of God is alive in this congregation. You have the power of God to be God's people and to go forward in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. You are not to be like two people, important as they were, who did not recognize when God was within them or indeed without them. You and I go from this place Sunday by Sunday. We go into a world where many worship God, and far more do not. You and I, wherever we are, have an opportunity to evangelize and teach and show, and people will look at you and they will see the radiance and the light of God shining from your faces, and they will know that God is with you, and you, I hope, will know that God is with you and will go forward with you in all the weeks and months to come. Desperately disappointing for you that there has been this long vacancy, which will continue for months yet, by the time all the procedures are concluded. But in that time, as in these recent months, you have to be faithful to the God who has anointed you, who has redeemed you, and who has given his Son to show you a way, that you might know that God, in all the power of his Spirit, is here for you and for Christ's church. Think how you have grown. Think, where have I weakened? Where am I stronger? Think, how do I find out whether I have the Lord? And the answer is, you can ask those who know you, and they will tell you. And those of you who are here this morning should not fear what they may say.